Blackstone Audio presents In the Great Green Room, The Brilliant and Bold Life of Margaret Wise Brown by Amy Gary. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. For Knapp, with gratitude for a life of love and laughter. Foreword by James Stillman Rockefeller, Jr. I met Margaret on Cumberland Island, Georgia. This magical place, a step back in time, belonged to my mother's family and is now a national park. The year was 1952. Margaret was there as a guest of my cousin, and I was there outfitting my boat, an old friendship sloop, prior to setting out for the South Pacific. Our eyes first met in my Kentucky cousin's 1892 mansion, with four towering Corinthian columns that rose from a broad lawn studded with giant live oaks. Tall cedars lined the curving oyster-shell road, leading to the front steps that ascended to a gone-with-the-wind porch and a huge front door framed with bronze sconces. In a room smelling of gun oil and bourbon, she stood next to the gun rack. She looked at me from under her straw-colored hair, with blue-gray eyes that studied me, went through me, while absorbing everything in sight. I knew instantly this was a turning point in my young life. We moved toward each other, the rest of the room faded, and the next morning, shortly after dawn, we were walking on the high dunes overlooking the beach, hand in hand. With the sunrise, she told me how she wrote children's books, 72 to date. The latest was called The Noon Balloon, and she told how the Queen Mother of England kept little fur families.